This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Josie Prahm, J-O-S-I-E-P-R-A-H-M, date of birth 07-18-1990, date of appointment 10-28-2025, requesting a physician Kevin Cope, K-E-V-I-N-C-O-P-E. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Josie Prahm today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having symptom for the last 10 years. Her legs are numb, tingly, and painful. In 2019, she fell and lost feeling in the legs. She had a surgery on the right foot. One day she was watching the movie and she was not able to get up from the chair. He is having episode of losing feeling. He falls frequently. She has a throbbing pain in the legs. She had a couple of surgery on the abdomen. Right now she is having confusion, forgetting what she is talking. She is falling frequently. She is having tingling pain, weakness, numbness in the legs. Hands are weak and painful. MRI of the brain, CT, MRI of the brain, MRI of the cervical spine, MRI of the thoracic spine, and MRI of the LS spine are basically normal. Balance is not good. Sometime when she falls, she is not able to get up. Past medical history. Past medical history. Pain in the arm and the leg, balance problem, frequent fall. Hypothyroidism, sleep problem, anxiety. Past surgical history. Tonsillectomy, Nissen fundoplication, hiatal hernia repair, she has a surgeries on the right foot. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, try Spontic, Synthroid, Ambien, Clonazepam, Gabapentin, Cyclobenzaprine, Hydroxyzine, Olanzapine, social history, smoke five cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol. She is single, lives with the niece upstairs, parent live downstairs. Family esteem, mother alive, arthritis. father alive, traumatic brain injury, one sister deceased due to drug and alcohol abuse, two half-brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, sour bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid pruvi, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, frequent fall. Number 4, lightheadedness. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, ANA, sed rate, rheumatoid factor, CPK aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. Her MRI of the brain, MRI of the C-spine, MRI of the T-spine, and MRI of the LS spine are within normal limit. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.